Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Don't Risk It, Secure It podcast. It's me, your host, Elisa, and today I'm actually doing a solo episode on some of the biggest cyber crimes that have been occurring in the year of 2022. We often think that these cyber incidences can, one, not happen to us, or two, that they don't affect us at all. But what if I told you that it is much more common than you think? Now more than ever, cyber crimes have been on the rise. So not only is it important to be aware, but it is important to know what to do and how to maintain a strong cybersecurity posture. We've discussed ways to avoid these issues, so you can find that either on our website at 24x7security.com or from previous Don't Risk It, Secure It podcast episodes. However, the purpose of today's episode is to simply highlight all the cyber incidences that have occurred thus far and for awareness purposes. With all that being said, I hope you enjoy the episode. The first cyber attack that we are going to cover is the city of Quincy, Illinois. The city of Quincy came across a ransomware attack on May 7th, 2022, resulting in over $1 million of research and work in order to recover. Out of the 60 servers that the city had, 32 of them were considered safe to use, so 28 of them were thus not safe to use and thus compromised. This cyber attack also affected the Quincy school system, mainly the email platforms that are used for teachers and parents to communicate with one another, and this hack also affected the library and fire department with issues like their computers and phones were not working. So while I was doing research for this episode and researching cyber attacks, when I came across this, what happened in the city of Quincy, Illinois, something that really resonated with me was the following quote. And this is from Mayor Mike Troop, who's the mayor of Quincy, Illinois. And the quote says, "In a lot of respects, it's worse than a flood or a severe windstorm or a tornado. This is a serious attack to the city of Quincy." So basically saying that going through something like this, a cyber attack where so many systems that are crucial to the city, when those are affected, it definitely has more of an impact than a natural disaster, which is pretty crazy to think of when you conceptualize that idea. So it's important. It's very important to stay safe, but on to the next one. Next, I will be covering the Costa Rica cyber attack. According to Mr. Chavez's administration, the attack began on April 12, 2022, when hackers claiming to be linked with Conti entered Costa Rica's Ministry of Finance, which handles the country's tax system. Other than that, the ransomware then moved to other government institutions that manage technology and telecommunications, and that's according to the government this month. Now, some other things to note. The attacker went under the username UNC1756. One of the main organizations alongside the country's tax system that was affected was the Costa Rican Social Security Fund. And hackers took over government agencies, as we mentioned, and they obtained over 700 gigabytes of data. In addition, Rodrigo Chavez Robles, the country's new president, declared a state of emergency on May 8, 2022, citing cyber attacks as an act of terrorism. A few days later, at a news conference, he said that the nation was in a state of war and that there was proof that individuals within Costa Rica were supporting Conti, branding them as traitors and filibusters in the process. The Hive ransomware group attacked the Costa Rican Social Security Fund on May 31st, 2022 at daybreak, causing the organization to shut down all of its vital systems, including the centralized collection system and the unique digital health file. In order to combat the cyber attack, Costa Rica needed the technological support from the US, Israel, Spain, and Microsoft, among many others. The attack included ransomware computer system infections, website defacements, email file theft, and assaults on the Social Security Human Resources Portal, which I mentioned a bit earlier, and its official Twitter account. On May 6, 2022, the FBI, on behalf of the U.S. government, offered about $10 million rewarded for information leading to the identification of either an individual or individuals in leadership positions within the Conti group, as well as an additional $5 million for information resulting in the arrest or conviction of anyone who assisted or conspired with the execution of Conti ransomware attacks anywhere in the world. Now I will be covering some of these cyber attacks that have been affecting Ukraine. So numerous cyber attacks against Ukraine, as well as some assaults on Russia, were documented during the lead up to the 2022 Russian invasion of Ukraine. More than a dozen of Ukraine's government websites were taken down on January 14th, 2022, during the first significant cyber attack. According to Ukrainian officials, over 70 websites were hacked, including important websites such as the Security and Defense Council, the Cabinet of Ministers, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Luckily, within hours of the attack, the majority of the sites had been restored. Then on February 15th, numerous banking and government systems were disrupted by a new hack. And after that, on February 24th, Russia began an all-out investigation on Ukraine, and the prospect of a significant cyber attack against Ukrainian infrastructure, according to the Western intelligence authorities, did not materialize. Despite having little success, cyber attacks against Ukraine were persisted during the invasion. As revenge for the invasion, independent hacker organizations named Anonymous have conducted more cyber attacks against Russia. If you made it this far, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the episode. I sincerely hope you enjoyed it and got some insights from it. If you want to find more episodes of the Don't Risk It, Secure It podcast, make sure to visit our website at 24x7security.com to find all of our episodes. And if you have any suggestions for future episode topics, definitely let us know on our social media pages. You can find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram by searching 24x7 Security. Be sure to let us know, and don't forget to give us a follow. Bye, everyone. And remember, don't risk it, secure it.